You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Well, one of the big races this weekend, the final Grade 1 contest before Christmas, is the Long Walk Hurdle at Ascot. This year renamed the Rev de Civilla Long Walk Hurdle, named after the three-time winner of the race. And I'm joined in the studio by Andrew Mount, who was part owner of Rev de Civilla. Must be a tremendous honour getting the race named after him.
Yeah, really nice touch by the sponsors and the course to do this just for 1 year only. And they've invited us all down there into a box for lunch on Saturday. So I expect Paul Duffy, syndicate leader, will be asked to present the prize as well.
Yeah. When did you find out about it? Was it pretty recent? You must have been chuffed to bits when you found out.
Yeah, it was going back quite a few months now. And so Paul Duffy, who's Rev's majority shareholder, he's on the racehorse owners committee, and he's got a good relationship with Ascot.
Right.
And through his connections there, I think he might even have suggested it himself. And everyone sort of got together and decided to honour the horse this way.
Nice. How did you get involved with Rev de Civilla, by the way?
I'd already had a share in a horse called the Risky Viking with Nick Williams, a 5% share in that one, and then won the Scoop 6 for the first time. Said to the trainer I'd be interested in getting involved in another horse, and he put me in touch with Paul Duffy. He'd just syndicated Diamond Harry, right, who went on to win, I think, his first eight races, or seven of his first eight races, including graded races, and I just missed out on that one, unfortunately, by a few weeks. And he said, "Oh, we're getting some more though," and went over to France. Got a horse called Quasar Duderis, who had a share in that one, and because that one came in under budget, had a bit of money left over, and was offered a share in Rev, so went for it, and it turned out to be even better than Diamond Harry, and I think the best horse the trainer's ever had.
Yeah, it's not bad when it was the little bit left over that got the best one.
That was it. Yeah, I mean, so I had a 25% share in Quasar, came in at $4,000 in total, so for the horse. And my budget for quarter share was £4,000, so he's managed to find a horse who won a few races, including second time out 33-1 in a maiden hurdle, and so I've shelled out another £800 and managed to get 15% of Rev for that.
Mm. There was a similar story for Corto Star, wasn't there, with the owner there. He was trying to buy a horse, I think he was outbid by JP Momanus for one, Gerhard Champetra, and then ended up with Corto Star.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Turned out to be, yeah, not a bad deal, I suppose. But,
no, not at all.
Anyway, we digress. He's obviously won the Long Walk Hurdle three times in a row as well, which is no mean feat. Of those three victories, which was the best, or which one do you look back most fondly on? Is the one?
Yeah, I'm guessing, I think the first one, really, because, he'd come back from a tendon injury over fences, and we didn't know whether he was going to be the same horse at all. And after a year off, having injured himself at Ascot, coincidentally, went to Newbury. We weren't sure whether he was going to be the same horse or not. And then, of course, he's finished second to Big Bucks, and and then gone on from there. So that first victory came in 2012, I believe it was, and of course he's beaten Smad Place by 14 lengths. Done his usual thing, race up with the pace, this time under Richard Johnson, and absolutely hacked up from the favourite. And the good thing about that, talking to Smad Place's owners afterwards, they said, "Oh, our horse will be better on better ground in the spring," so I bet him each way for the World Hurdle, and he's managed to scrape a place in that one. And so we've gone back to the same race 12 months later, and we're a 9-4 shot this time, second in behind at Fisher's Cross. JP McManus owned, AP McCoy ridden, and we've done the same thing again, made all under Richard Johnson, winning by 10 lengths this time, which was quite impressive. And then the third time we've gone for it, 2014, we're nowhere near the head of the market. 5 days before the race, I've taken 7-2 anti-post, SP 13-2. There was no guaranteed odds on anti-post betting either, of course, so we've we looked beaten as well. We've led at a decent pace under Daryl Jacob, and Zarkander's travelling all over us. Zarkander's gone two lengths clear at the last, and then when Rev's hit about 100-1 in running, all of a sudden he's doing what he does, grind it out when beaten, taken off, and got up to win by a head, much to the disappointment of Zarkander's owners who were standing next to us. I did feel quite guilty about cheering loudly, but you don't get many days like that, and it had to be done. And then, the fourth time we've gone for the race, we've met a certain horse called Thistlecrack.
He wasn't bad, was he?
No, quite good, apparently. And finishing second to him by 8 lengths felt like winning the race, really. And we were 12 lengths clear of the rest. And that was no mean feat. So, he loves the race. Goes really well right-handed. Loves bottomless ground. And that first time we ran in it, it was close to being abandoned. About midday, they had an unofficial look at the track because there was so much rain. As we were sort of aquaplaning down the M40, my other half was complaining about what it was going to do to her hair. All the rain. I was saying, don't worry, just have more on.
Yeah. You must have been praying for it. You must have been doing a bit of a rain dance this time of year. To get the necessary heavy ground, because he loved being hock deep and just kept going.
That's it. Yeah, it needs to be virtually waterlogged for him to run to his best. And when he was, say, he did run in it for a fifth time. This was last year, when 6th of 11 behind. You know what I mean, Harry. The going was officially good to soft. He was a 33-1 shot. He basically had no chance on that sort of ground.
Yeah. You always say when you see horses run up sequences and stuff like that, usually at a low level. Must be great fun to own that horse. Yeah. To do it in grade one level, in a race as big as this, a big stepping stone towards the stayers head, like the festival and stuff like that. I mean, chances of getting that must be pretty slim. And did you enjoy it enough at the time? Or
That's right. Because at one time when I owned various horses, I didn't always go to see them because I was betting professionally. In running, so I'd be in a trading room in Canary Wharf, staring at a computer screen.
Right.
And when Quasar Dodarys won at Hereford at 33-1, I wasn't there because I wanted to back you in running. And then decided after a while that I'm not going to miss a race. I'm going to go to all of them, and even if it's it's not convenient in terms of other commitments, I'm just going to have to go. I still feel guilty about not going for his last race at Kelso when, sadly, he collapsed and died because it was a sort of a late decision to run at Kelso instead of Ascot. It was all down to the ground. It was much quicker at Ascot, so heavy ground at Kelso last season. But because I was working at Wolverhampton, I was already committed to going there, so couldn't make the long drive up. It was a wonderful horse. It's given us some fantastic memories. So we've been all around the country and to Punchestown several times, to France several times, because he won a very valuable race, the Prix d'Autant at Auteuil, £250,000 pot. Happy days.
Nice.
They're very generous with the free champagne when you have a winner in front.
Oh, very good, very good. Even better. So Rev de Civil, a three-time winner of the race. It's named after him this time around. Let's have a look at this year's renewal as well, if we may. Andrew, you know what I mean, Harry. The 7-4 favourite bidding to win it for a second year in succession. Lil Rockefeller is 4-1, 9-2 Lamy Serge. Thomas Campbell is 11-2. Sam Spinner is 8-1, 12-1 The World End. And 20-1 are bigger prices for the other three. You know what I mean, Harry won this race last year, of course, bidding to become a dual winner in the race. Do you think he can? Do you think he's the one to beat this time around as well?
Yeah, it's a tricky one because going into last year's Stayers Hurdle, I thought, Harry was virtually unbeatable. Mm. And he started as the odds-on favourite for that race, could only finish third to Nichols Canyon, bounced back and reversed the form at Punchestown. But, last time out, he was beaten at Newbury by Beer Goggles, went 7-4. Now, Harry Fry's horses aren't running brilliantly at the moment.
No.
Had this conversation on air on Thursday with Ken and Pimmers. He had a winner at Ludlow on Wednesday, but that was in a amateur rider's handicap hurdle where the pace collapsed and this one was possibly flattered. He's had a few short price reverses in recent weeks. Overtown Express fell when odds on at Exeter in a match. Again on Thursday. So I'd just be slightly concerned about the form of the yard, particularly with a view to taking a short price about one. So I'll be looking elsewhere in this race.
Where do you look then? What do you like?
Yeah, good question. I mean, Lil Rockefeller has been a fantastic servant. Won here at Ascot last time out over a shorter trip, trip just short of 2.5 miles. And you look at this one's Ascot form, first, third of 17. Second to Yanworth, beaten 3/4 of a length. Second in this race last year by 4.5 lengths behind, you know what I mean, Harry. And then that last time out win. So never run a bad race here. Backing Lil Rockefeller each way at 4-1 is probably not going to do too much damage, because if he doesn't win, he'll probably finish second or third. So I certainly wouldn't put you off that one. Sam Spinner's got to be interesting. This is a very progressive handicapper. Won at Haydock last time out by 17 lengths, no less. It's rare for a winner of this race to have prepped in a hurdle. Only one from 21 in the last 20 years. That was Punchestown's. I think it was in the early 2000s. I'd have to look that up. But yeah, it's rare. But again, you
2008.
Look at 2008. But you look at Sam Spinner's form, and it never finished worse than second. And certainly going the right way. A career best Racing Post rating when stepped up to 2.07, almost 3 miles for the first time at Haydock last time. And that was backed up by a solid speed figure as well, the best last time out speed figure in the lineup. So despite the handicap to grade one stats being a concern, Sam Spinner would have to enter calculations. And I wouldn't put you off for Agripart as well, for Nick Williams, Rev to Civilist trainer, obviously. Obviously, I have some bias where this yard's concerned, but they've started hitting form in the last few days. They had a bumper winner, Amy de Civilla, at Newbury on Wednesday, and then two winners and a close second from three runners at Exeter on Thursday. So the yard's hitting form at the right time. Now, the interesting thing about Agripart is that he tends to need his first couple of runs of the season. You look at last year, first time out seventh, then fourth on his second start. Third time, he's won at Cheltenham, beating Lammy Surge in Grade 2 company over 2.5 on soft ground. The season before, first two runs, fifth, second, beating 17 lengths and 6 lengths. Third time out, he's won by 20 lengths at Aintree. Just gone straight to the front and stayed there. So, this one has got a touch of class. Did won the Betfair hurdle going back a couple of seasons. And, stamina to prove still. But if he does make the running and gets an easy lead, then Agripart each way, given the yards going so well, could be the way to go here as well.
He's a big price as well. Agripart 28-1 in the market at the moment, with Sam Spinner 8-1. So you play those two against Fielding, is that what you reckon?
Yeah, I think I'll be looking for prices and looking for an upset. So yeah, Sam Spinner and Agripart, the two against the field.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andrew. Very best of luck.
Cheers,
Mark. Enjoy it on Saturday at Ascot.
Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.